one of my favorite guys to talk, well, in this case, draft it would be, because the week in Mobile for Senior Bowl week, of course, the Senior Bowl yesterday, and that South squad annihilating the North squad, and it was Kyle LaLetta, the QB from Richmond, who was named MVP, and he's a guy that my next guest wrote a really nice piece on in terms of possibly being Bill Belichick's next little find or next big find. So we're efforting Eric right now, and we'll be hooking up with him in a moment. We do have some, I believe, some breaking news, Dan. All right, this is huge. This is huge. Tom Brady has had his stitches removed. That's right. They're out. They're out. How many were there? Who was the doctor? How deep were they? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. But Tom, maybe I might have just scooped. If I can say that I scooped Eric Edholm on Tom Brady's stitches, just made my 2018. Eric Edholm is a senior editor with Pro Football Weekly. He was in Mobile, Alabama all week for Senior Bowl. And, well, we'll get to that in a moment. But Eric, obviously, if you'd like to credit me for that, yes, Tom Brady's stitches are out. How are you?
I'm fine. Do you happen to know what color the stitches were, Chico?
They were, well, whatever Alex Guerrero's favorite color is.
I think it's got to be red, right?
It's yes.
Be like
Patriots. Right, exactly. It absolutely has to be. All right. Eric joining me on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. We'll kind of tie it right in here to start. We'll get to the, you know, the quarterbacks and all the positions and the prospects you saw in Mobile this week. But I want to start with, my gosh, here we are. We're talking about the Patriots. And then you write an article earlier this week about Kyle LaLetta. And I think when I texted you, I read it when you posted it, and I said, wow, that's a really good piece about the Richmond QB. I can no longer refer to him as the Richmond QB after he's named Senior Bowl MVP, but it really was in terms of talking about how Belichick, this might be his find, the Senior Bowl MVP, although now he might have an issue with you because you may have let the cat out of the bag a little early before that.
Yeah, I fully expect to... You have the same food poisoning that LaLetta had the week of the Senior Bowl. I feel like I'm going to be in Minnesota, show up in my hotel room, order some room service, and all of a sudden come down with a nasty stomach bug. But no, yeah, I mean, it's funny because, you know, you see the announcements, okay, which players are going to the Senior Bowl. And I always like to tell some good human stories and sort of dig into these kids' backgrounds a little bit. And, you know, some players will back out, but I figured, okay, a Richmond quarterback, I mean, this is his dream, right? He's going to be competing against the Baker Mayfields and such. And I find out not only did his dad and uncle play at the Naval Academy, but he's also a lacrosse kid. He almost played in college. I'm like, lacrosse plus Navy plus accurate, smart, heady quarterback at a small school. This is like Belichick couldn't have dreamed this guy up better in a laboratory. So this is... It was a fun story, and he had fun with it, and he played well. Like you said, he was the best quarterback in the game yesterday, and he progressively got better throughout the practices.
As far as, you know, the game itself, obviously, these guys had a chance to actually get in real football situations. But, I mean, the week has the same, maybe if not more, impact on many of the scouts and many of the GMs and NFL personnel that are there. Let's start with that quarterback position, because I think Baker Mayfield certainly turned a lot of heads, and maybe more so with just leadership qualities. Josh Allen got off to a rough start, but then seemed to really find his way, which if you look at it, that's kind of the early write-up, albeit early, write-up on both of these guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I feel like there are a lot of people say, oh, Josh Allen got off to a horrible start. And he didn't have a good practice to start. You know, it was a little bit like, wow, this dude's a top 10 prospect. Okay, I'm going to need a little convincing here. But, you know, I think back to training camp. I showed up first day of full pads practice. Mitch Trubisky looked like an Arena League quarterback. I mean, he was, you know, struggling to take the snaps from center. He was throwing it all over the place. So you know, it's one day, right? Things usually get a little better as they go on. So that was the case with Allen. I mean, it was easy to see before he even completed a pass why teams would be intrigued by him. I mean, he's just central casting quarterback, right? 6'5", 237, big hands, spins a pretty ball. But again, where was it ending up? High, low, left, right? The accuracy wasn't there. It got better as the week went on. And that's what you'd hope. If he didn't progress at all through the week, if he looked worse by any means, then you'd sit there and say, okay, what's going on here? Is he just, does he have bad mechanics? Is he opening up too much? Is his footwork off? But Mayfield looked better to start with, and I would say, I mean, just depending on what you're looking for, I mean, he really had a presence about him. I don't know if it's called leadership or what. I don't think that's what I would say right off the hook, but he just goes out there and, like, you know, he's slapping his teammates' butts and, you know, talking to his receivers after routes and things like that. It was just little things that you expect quarterbacks to do, and we'll see if the total package is there, but I like him.
Do you think we're making too much of, or in this case, I'm making too much of, the fact that before John Dorsey was hired by the Browns and after he was let go by the Chiefs, you know, he made it a point to watch Baker Mayfield. I mean, he watched him, I think, 6 times is what I had heard. Do you think that's a big deal, or is that just as it relates to the draft, or is that just, hey, you know, he wanted to go out and watch a prospect, no big deal?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if he's a fan of college football and wants to go see some good games, you're going to go see a lot of Oklahoma games, right? But,
sure,
of course, there's the Baker aspect, and there's no doubt that there's a lot you want to take in with him, you know, and it obviously have some off-field concerns. He had the arrest, public, you know, drunkenness and outside a bar in Fayetteville last year, or, you know, yeah, I guess a year ago. You know, he's had some other incidents that have, you know, on field. Of course, you know all about Ohio State and things like that. So it's more about seeing the total picture, right? I mean, you can watch the tape and see how he throws, but, you know, you want to see how he interacts between snaps. Is he grabbing his crotch like he did against Kansas? I mean, is he, you know, flipping guys off like Manziel did in the preseason against the Redskins? So you want to see what that body language is like most of the time. I'll tell you one quick story. A former coworker of John Dorsey's basically said, since he's left Green Bay, or even, you know, even after Brett left Green Bay, not that Aaron Rodgers wasn't special, but John was always searching for that next Brett Favre, that next guy who was the, you know, maybe not perfect build, you know, but he's got that cowboy sort of approach, and he's going to be a gunslinger and fearless and all the things that make Favre great. You know, they came with some drawbacks, and I think that kind of describes Mayfield to a T. So I think Dorsey, if he's convinced there's enough quarterback there, can live with some of that stuff that comes with Mayfield.
Do you think there's any concern or a lot of concern that, well, it's the Big 12 and he, you know, there wasn't much defense to face and he freelanced a bit and there wasn't much of a playbook. So, you know, in terms of being NFL ready, wasn't under center. Do you think that's a big deal with this kid?
No, I mean, you know, you see the big performances against USC and Auburn and other teams, and I don't know. I don't know if there's that much to make about it. And, you know, Ohio State obviously has got, what, how many future pros on defense? And, you know, there's enough evidence out there that, yeah, sure, he is beating up on some Kansases and other teams that don't stack up defensively, TCU and Texas Tech and things like that. But he's also performed well against the highest level of competition. I said Auburn earlier. He didn't play Auburn. I don't know why I had that in my head. But still, you know, when the competition has been raised, he's raised his game along with it. You know, it's not like I've seen him just go out there and flail around against good teams. I mean, you know, I don't think it's an issue, even though for other players it might be where there's a bigger discrepancy.
Eric Edholm, senior editor, Pro Football Weekly, joins me on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. Also, check out his stuff online at ProFootballWeekly.com. All right, now, there's another scenario that could take place where the Browns maybe go a different route as far as the draft and the quarterback, and that is, of course, Kirk Cousins. And if D.C., if Washington is going to let him walk or test free agency. But I thought it was interesting. You wrote, I think in your Wednesday notes, talking to John Elway or at John Elway's presser, that you left with the feeling, you said it wasn't confirmed or anything, but you left with a feeling that Denver might not be looking to draft that quarterback they might be looking to sign that veteran, and maybe that veteran is Kirk Cousins. So tell me more about that presser with Elway.
Yeah, it was just interesting. I mean, obviously, John's pretty vague and pretty sort of, you know, he paints in broad strokes when he talks to the media, I think, most times, and isn't going to give you too many direct hints, but you can kind of just get the overall tone from it. And, you know, he had just started his media session. I probably missed the first 30 seconds or a minute. I stepped in after I was done talking to a player. And, you know, guys were asking about, you know, the wide receivers on the roster and this and that and quarterback preference and things. You know, he talked up Baker Mayfield. He talked up Josh Allen. He talked up anybody who was down in Mobile last week to a certain degree. But you kind of heard him talking about salary cap space and, you know, the sure thing that a veteran brings that you don't know with a rookie, and there's more information. And just think about Elway. I mean, since that Super Bowl, things have really gone downhill pretty fast. I mean, they, you know, a lot of his moves have been questioned. A lot of his draft picks have been called out. I wouldn't be stunned if they make a really safe pick or as safe a pick as you can at number five and have it not be a quarterback. If, of course, they can get Kirk Cousins or some other veteran that they really like. I don't know why I don't feel Alex Smith going there, but I think you get the idea. And I think Cousins would be option one. Another veteran could be option two. And then if they're unable to get that guy, maybe then they start drilling down and say, okay, we like Allen, we like Mayfield, we like Darnold, we like, you know, Josh Rosen, somebody like that.
Eric, one of your favorite players for the week there in Mobile just happens to be another position of dire need for the Browns, wide receiver. Tell me what you thought of Oklahoma State's James Washington and why you have a hard time finding an NFL comparison for him right now.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned those Big 12 games. I think anybody who may have popped on the TV at you know, 3:30 Eastern on a Saturday this fall probably saw Mason Rudolph throwing a bomb to James Washington at some point. You know, there's a good chance it was happening. They connected for a lot of scores, a lot of long plays. That was the, you know, it was a vertical offense. They did a lot of that stuff. And, you know, Washington always sort of felt like maybe a one-note receiver when I saw him in college. But, again, it was TV scouting. I wasn't sitting there drilling down on him or anything like that. But this week, I mean, he just showed an uncanny ability to get open. And so he has this long speed. He looks like a very savvy, subtle route runner. I mean, granted, some of the things that they probably said about Corey Coleman coming out, but still, I mean, looked very natural and smooth and fluid out there. But then you look at his body type, and you really realize there aren't too many guys who fit that prototype. He's not even 5'11". He's 5'10 and 7'8". He's 210 pounds. But he's got some of the longest arms. He had the second longest arms among any receiver at the Senior Bowl, and longer than most of the tight ends. That's unheard of. So physically wise, there just he looks more like a running back with long vines. It was very strange. But, you know, he's able to go win those 50-50 balls, the go up and get it balls. And he's also able to stretch the field. He's fascinating. I think he's a first round pick. I didn't necessarily love him before, but I came away very impressed this week.
How about, we'll let you go with this, how about on the defensive side of the ball in that secondary, those guys covering the James Washingtons out there? I know you wrote a great piece, again, about Kaiser White, safety from West Virginia, but give me a couple names that stood out to you this week in Mobile.
Yeah, White was one of the more fascinating guys, brother of Kevin White, Bears receiver, and I think he kind of fits that modern sort of box safety role where you can stop the run, you can cover tight ends and backs. I mean, he looked really good in coverage. 6'2", 217, that's a good build right there. So he's won a lot of small school guys down there this week. It was a little bit of a mixed bag. Some of them showed up ready to play. Jeremy Reeves from South Alabama thought he was really competitive safety or a nickelback, I should say. You know, kind of like Xavier Woods, the Cowboys sixth rounder last year, kind of reminded me of him. I would say the one that maybe surprised me the most, and I know he made a lot of plays in college, but MJ Stewart from North Carolina, I kind of thought of him more as just a kick returner, and he was really good at that. But he showed good man coverage ability, you know, and if the Browns are still going to be that pressure D and want to run man, I mean, that's a possible fit, and he gives you special teams value. He's not big, but he stayed with his guys most of the week.
Eric, I appreciate the time on a Sunday morning. I'm sure the kids have you, the twins have you very busy. So I appreciate you talking about Mobile, and we'll check in with you here soon down the road.
All right, buddy. Good hearing your voice, man. See ya.
All right, thanks. Eric Edholm on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline.